Cost-Optimal System Performance Maps for Laser-Accelerated Sailcraft, by Kevin L. G. Parkin. Breakthrough Starshot is an initiative to explore the Centauri system using laser-accelerated sailcraft. Earlier work produced a point design for a 0.2C mission carrying 1 gram of payload. The present work widens the design space to missions having 0.1 milligrams to 100 knots payload and 0.0001 to 0.99C cruise velocity. Also, the beam director may now draw up to 5 gigawatts of power directly from the grid to augment the power drawn from its energy storage system. Augmenting stored energy with grid power shrinks beam director capital cost by up to 5 orders of magnitude for smaller missions, enabling new possibilities. A 0.1 mg microbiome accelerated to 0.01C in only 4 minutes by a 21M beam director, expending only $6,000 worth of energy to do so. A 10 kg solar system CubeSat accelerated to 0.001C 63 O per year by a $610 million beam director that expends 58M worth of energy per mission. A progression from cost-optimized point designs to whole performance maps has been made possible by replacing numerical trajectory integration with closed-form equations. Consequently, the system model computes point designs 1 to 2 orders of magnitude faster than before. Resulting maps reveal different solution regimes characterized by their performance-limiting constraints. The performance maps also reveal a family of missions that accelerate at Earth gravity. The heaviest such mission is a 7.4 kilometers diameter 100 knots vessel equivalent to 225 international space stations that is accelerated for 21 days to achieve 0.07C, reaching the Centauri system within a human lifetime. While unthinkable at this time, the required 380 petawatts peak radiated power, twice terrestrial insulation, might be generated by space solar power or fusion within a few centuries. Regardless, it is now possible to contemplate such a mission as a laser-accelerated sailcraft. This was Cost Optimal System Performance Maps for Laser Accelerated Sailcraft, by Kevin L. G. Parkin.